Olson, St. Helena, California, October 23, 1906. Elder Olson, dear Brother Olson, I have written to Dr. Kress and will now write a few lines to you. I feel a deep interest in the work in Australia and would greatly enjoy being with you to talk over the situation. With this, I am enclosing copy of a talk I gave to our people assembled in the Congregational Church in Oakland last Sabbath. I spoke for over an hour, and the Lord gave me great freedom. At the close of the meeting, I offered prayer, and Brother Chrysler has written this out with the sermon. Into the churches in Berkeley and in Oakland, there has come a spirit that I regret. We have done the best we know in order to set things right. Some of our leading conference brethren have not a correct idea of what it means to be a faithful guardian of the flock. We should not place in office men who will exercise a dominating spirit. We need men who manifest a wholehearted tenderness. We must deal with erring ministers and with church members as with God's property, not as though they were schoolchildren. We need to remember that we are dealing with men with like passions as ourselves. We cannot use our influence to place in office those who have not a control over their own spirit, or who have a disposition to be easily excited. Such men know not how to deal with human minds. Let everyone pledge himself before God to control all passion, and never to take a course that will depress or cast down one whom the Lord Jesus has bought with his precious blood. The Lord will help everyone who will trust in him. Preach cheerful discourses, and do not wear the organs of speech by overtaxing yourself. Keep as fresh and vigorous as possible. Now, just now, is our time to prepare for the higher school above. Let us soften our spirit and be true as steel to principle. We must humble ourselves and exalt Jesus Christ. Let no one strive for the mastery, but let all endeavor closely to follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Whosoever will come after me, says Christ, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8, verse 34. This he asks for our safety and our happiness. As we closely follow Jesus, we become true laborers together with God. When any man becomes self-sufficient, filled with self-confidence, that man should be relieved of all responsibility. We should pray for him that he may learn the lesson of Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Matthew 11, verse 29. There are but few who can bear praise and exaltation. It is difficult to find those who are safe guardians of souls. So many think that such a position permits them to order and to dictate to and to command others. Men in positions of trust should be true to God and should treat others kindly and courteously as they themselves desire to be treated. Let all watch for souls as they that must give an account. What a work might go forward in our world had all our church members broken up the fallow ground of their hearts. The working out of a pure and undefiled religion will do a grand and noble work in the salvation of precious souls. Let us cherish the tenderness and the love of Jesus Christ.